Good evening, Say of the Living God.
Good evening.
Tonight is Thursday, April 18, 2024, and we are quickly moving towards May. As we look around, we can see new life bonding all around us. Our King has caused us to hunger, a hunger inside us that only He can satisfy. Man, but that is a gift. He also has provided a place where we can stand. And He will satisfy our hunger as we cry out. He's causing the hunger and He's providing for us the satisfaction as well.
Amen.
Man, there is a rock that is higher than I. I need next to Him.
Yes.
Do you want to grow closer to Him?
Yes.
Do you really want to be closer to Him?
Yes.
All right, so we need to go higher.
Yes.
The title of tonight's message is, Let Us Go Higher.
Come on. Say, Let's Go Higher.
Let's go higher.
Oh, we're going higher because we're going to get closer. We're going to pick up, get right into the scripture in Exodus chapter 34. And our pastors didn't go fully into this on Sunday. But we want to key in on some things here in verse 5. We're going to read in the ESV. The Lord descended in the cloud and stood with Him there. Who was He standing with, saints? He was standing with Moses. And He proclaimed the name of the Lord. The Lord passed before Him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. But who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation? Saints, the Lord called Moses up higher. But not only did He call Moses up higher, He came down and stood with him there. Tonight, the Lord is calling us up higher, and He's going to come down and meet with us. These kinds of encounters must never be taken for granted. When the Lord is calling out to you, when He is proclaiming His name before you, and He is proclaiming His character to you, you can't take that for granted. He's revealing a threefold proclamation of His name, the Lord, to Moses. And He's revealing His character with seven attributes of who He is. He is merciful. He is gracious. He is slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And saints, this is what the Lord has been revealing to us. Now, when you hear that about God, do you want to shrink away from that?
No.
You want to get closer, don't you? You have a Father who is coming down, proclaiming His name over you, and then revealing His character to you, even when you feel like you're at your lowest. Even when you feel like you're at your weakest and you're not sure what to do, this is what the Lord is doing. Saints, in verse 8, Moses quickly bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. He didn't run away from the Lord. He worshiped the Lord in that place. So tonight, as we're picking up and we're talking about going up higher, we want to turn to Exodus chapter 20, and we're going to talk about the fear of the Lord. Say, let's go higher as you turn there.
Let's go higher.
All right, so in Exodus 20, verse 18 says, Now when all the people saw the thunder, say thunder, and the flashes of lightning, say lightning, and the sound of the trumpet, say trumpet, and the mountain smoking, the people were afraid and trembled, and they stood far off. And they say to Moses, You speak to us, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us, lest we die. Moses said to the people, Do not be afraid, for God has come to test you, that the fear of Him may be before you, that you may not sin. Come on, how easy is for us in the flesh to tremble, to weigh back and forth, to be like shifting, moving away from what God has for us. Is it natural for us when we fear something to fall far from it? We actually, our tendency is to go far from the thing that we fear. We don't want to get closer to it. Man, but the Lord is the one calling them. Consider why you don't want the Lord to speak to your life. Man, I can see this in the Sosa household. How sometimes I know I need to pray, especially when my wife say, you know, I think we should pray about if we should be having a baby. You know why I don't want to pray about that? Because he may say, keep going. And that's the fear. But what is in our life? What is in our life that causes us not to seek him? Because we fear of the way that he will put on us. We're fearful of the calling. But you know what you found there also? Strength. Yeah. You found the strength also to carry the burden that he have given you. Man, Pastor Matt told me, Marlon, you should pray about this. I was like, yeah, you speak to me. Then Pastor Nick told me the exact same thing 2 weeks later. And that's when it clicked. What am I fearful of seeking God about this? It's because I'm fearful of the way. But God tests us. But he tests, it's not for us to intend to fail. He don't want us to fail. He's not looking for us to be afraid and run away from him. Do not be afraid of what the Lord wants to show you. But reverence God.
Yeah.
Reverence God in your heart so that you don't sin against him.
Yeah.
Man, that's a pretty thing to know that the fear of the Lord will keep you from sinning. Okay, you are a Bible scholar in here. What is it that put man far from God? Your sin. But the fear of God is actually what removes sin from you so you can be closer to him. So is fear of God actually an invitation to draw closer to him? Is fear of the Lord to actually an invitation for you to dwell in his presence? Man, we must fear the Lord. I think about this when you say fear the Lord, it seems like have a bad connotation in our life. Man, I don't want to fear. Man, but I can tell you that my kids fear me the same way that I fear God. And for some of you, this is may not be a nice thing to say. It is a nice thing, and I'll tell you why. I see my kids playing around with your old kids, and he tell to your kids, hey, my dad is tall and strong. And you know what he does in that, in him? He builds confidence.
Yeah.
He builds confidence on him to know that my dad, when he show up, they're thunder. They're lightning. They're trumpets. Yeah. And that's a confidence for him to know that the God that freed us want to draw near to us, and he's powerful, he's mighty, he's omnipotent, and he wants to draw near to you.
Amen.
What confidence should that build on you? What kind of confidence should that does in us to know that, hey, the Lord that opened the sea, that brought us out of Egypt, that nobody can stop, want to be close to me. You know what also my kids know? That I'm big and strong. And that keep them from sinning. And that's a good thing. Because they can be close to me. They desire to be who I am. So when they grow up, they can be big and strong.
Amen.
That's the desire. That's you grow near to the Lord, you will become his character. You will become what he is. Church, when you talk about fear, a fear of the Lord, we must gain the right perspective. Or what fear of the Lord producing us. It is righteousness. Fear of the Lord produce righteousness in us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Man, we love this on Sunday. And as we are wrestling with gotta get closer, I had to wrestle with myself. What would keep me from wanting to get closer to God? And the only thing that it could come down to was that I loved my sin more. And that is what separated me from him. It wasn't that he was going to destroy me. We've seen that in the Word. That he's not looking to destroy you. He wants you to draw near, and he wants you to have a right fear of him to keep you from sinning so that you can be close to him. Man, that was comforting to me. We're going to turn to Psalm 130, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this. Psalm 30 and verse 1, say, let's go higher as you turn there. I'm going to read this in the NIV 84. A song of ascents. Out of the depths I cry out to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. Saints, do you hear that? We are crying out to the Lord and we're saying, Lord, be attentive to our cry. And when we do that, we know that with the Lord, there is forgiveness. Therefore, we can have a right fear of him. Have you done some crying out this week? Yeah. I have. Man, there's been a lot of situations that have caused me to cry out this week. Now, I'm not talking about whining or complaining because I did some of that too. And I had to repent of that as well. Well, when I'm talking about crying out, I'm talking about from the depths of your soul, crying out to get closer to God, to gain from him what he intends to give to you. This week, and really this month, has been a time of rightly aligning my heart to fear God and be instructed by him in the way that I should choose. But it started with me realizing that I was distant and needed to cry aloud to him. Did you get that on Sunday as well? When you have that perspective of, no, it's me who is far from you, Lord. You're not far from me. I'm far from you. When you have that realization, you cry out to get near to God. And that's what happened for me this week. I had situations like insane circumstances at work that were completely out of my control. I mean, coworkers, technicians that I'm responsible for, clients that I have to, you know, maintain right relationships with, all kinds of things happening out of my control that made me want to not do this anymore. Financial strains that exposed how much I actually put trust in my bank account rather than God. Shalom work in the home that reminded me how fragile, weak, and pusillanimous my flesh really is. Oh Lord, if you kept record of those sins, how could I possibly stand? But with you there is forgiveness. Saints, have your sins weighed you down? Well, cry out to him. Cry out to him, run to him, and know that with him there is forgiveness. Don't run away from him. Have a right fear of the Lord and run to him. Cry out to him and say, Lord, with you there is forgiveness. Therefore, I am only going to revere you. I'm not going to fear anything else. I am only going to have a fear for you. Look, this word, forgiveness, is found in two other places in the Old Testament. It's in Nehemiah 9 and it's in Daniel 9. Go do some reading for yourself on those two chapters and see the way those men prayed, because I was inspired by them this week to pray like they prayed, to understand and have a right perspective of where I was at, but to know that with the Lord, there is forgiveness. Therefore, you are feared. Saints, when we talk about fear, we're not talking about a grizzly bear running at you that you got to turn and run from. We're talking about a fear of the Lord that sees him rightly and knows he could destroy you, but he doesn't. He draws you near, and we've got to draw nearer to him. Man, when you experience God's forgiveness, your heart inclines to fear him and nothing else.
See, this is an amazing thing, guys. In the fear of the Lord, we find confidence. In the fear of the Lord, we find forgiveness. So I wonder now, what else can we find in that? Come on, let's go to Psalm 25. And we're going to read 12 through 24. Say, fear the Lord when you get there. Fear the Lord. Who is the man who feared the Lord? Is there a man in here that feared the Lord? Yes. Come on, I know JJ does. Yeah. He's a man that feared the Lord. He said, him will he instruct in the way that he should choose. His soul should abide in well-being, and his offspring should inherit the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him. And he makes known to them his covenant. Our fears must be only for the Lord. God's intent was never for us to be terrorized by his people, by his presence. His desire is not for us to be fearful about growing near. Man, I remember the first day that I came to this church. I was sitting right back there where Rick is. And that was a powerful word. It moved me. I knew what I must do. Man, and I come to Pastor Eric. He was preaching that day. I came near to him. I was approaching him. Man, I started freeing him. He was intimidating. To be honest, on my favor, I haven't received the spirit yet. So I was a coward. But also in my favor, Pastor Harry was over 300 pounds. He got a large beard. He was really intimidating. He was looking right on my eyes. And I approached him. And I told him how the message moved me. And you know what he told me? If you hear that in here, come and join us. It was an invitation of friendship. It was an invitation to know that, hey, the man that I just hear speak about my life, more accurately than anybody that knew me in my past, invite me to a friendship. And that's our God. He knows us. Yes, he is mighty. He is powerful. But he's in your side. He wants you to become mighty and powerful as he is. He invited you to a friendship. Amen. But church, we got to get closer to him. We must go higher. And we will find the strength. The friendship, the intimacy, the secret counsel, the deep hidden things of the Lord are for us. He wants to show us these things. Let's go to 2 Chronicles 16 through 9, the LSB says, for the eyes of Yahweh move to and from throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is wholly devoted to him. Come on, that's an amazing thing, guys. This is a good thing. The Lord is looking for those that his heart is entirely devoted to him. He's looking for you. And he wants to find you. And when he finds you, he will strengthen you. So you need to keep pressing on. Let your heart to be wholeheartedly devoted to him. Let your heart have undivided attention. Let your heart draw near to him. He's looking for a man who can reverence him, and the Lord will strengthen the man. Intimacy is available for us. Intimacy are available for those that fear the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Saints, we are gaining a closer friendship with the Lord. We're going to turn to John chapter 10, and we're going to camp out there for a while. We're going to say, let's go higher as we're turning there too. Picking up in verse 1. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in by another way, that man is a thief and a robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. A stranger they will not follow, but they will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. That's typical sheep behavior. Saints, the Lord knows his sheep by name. The Lord knows you by name. Saints, we're not going to be those who listen to the voice of a stranger and are tempted to steer off, are we? We're going to be those that hear the voice of our master and our shepherd, and we're going to follow in his footsteps. The sheep are used, they're used to the voice of their shepherd. What that tells us is that there's intimacy. They know him well. He knows them well. I never thought of it the way I did reading through this passage this week. He knows them by name. He has a name for for each one of his sheep. And if you think of a shepherd like that, how much intimacy would a shepherd have with his sheep to have a name for each one, to call them by name, and that they would come and follow him one by one, following in his footsteps? He deeply cares, and they also want to be close to him. They're not afraid of him. They run from the stranger, but they follow the shepherd. This only happens through intimacy and constant use. What this is telling us is that when we have a right fear of God, then we can have an intimacy and a closeness with God. We're constantly entering through the door that is Jesus. He is the shepherd and he is the door. And he is causing us to stand in his presence. Look, that means that you can go through hardships. You can go through difficulties. We are experiencing the same hardships that our brothers around the world are experiencing. There's no difference. Don't be surprised if you're going through a fiery ordeal. You are going through a suffering and a difficulty that your brothers are also going through. Know that you are sheep called by his name as well, and follow in his footsteps. Because you do not recognize, and better yet, you refuse to listen to the stranger that is trying to get you out of the will of the Father, you get closer to the shepherd. Look, there is a stranger that's there. There are those that climb over the wall the wrong way. But we're not listening to that. And I'm going to tell you what that stranger looks like for me. It's a strange voice in my head that makes me want to pull away from intimacy. It's lies that say that I'm not worthy of the calling. It's lies that say I can't live up to what the Lord has promised for me. Those are strangers. Those are strange voices. And I want to tell you right now, and I want to encourage you, don't give way to those strange voices. Don't give way to the stranger that is trying to pull you from the intimacy with the shepherd. Trust in the voice of your shepherd. You've already pledged your fear to him. Now, let your experiences and intimacy with him, let it build a security and a confidence within you. Intimacy helps us to wait patiently for the Lord, to know that he does, in fact, hear our cry. He will lift you up out of a slimy pit. He will bring you up higher. He will set your feet on the rock, and he will give you a firm place to stand, a firm place that is by him.
So let's go higher. All right. So Jesus, verse 7 says, so Jesus again said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thief and robber, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be safe and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief came only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus is the rock. He is the rock with the cliff. He is the gate. He is the gate where you can enter to his presence. And you can go in and go out as much as you want to. As much as you desire to be on his presence, you can go through him. And you will go out and find pasture. You will go out and find increase on your marriage. You will go out and find increase on your discipleship, on your sonship, on your confidence. But you must go in and go out. You must follow the voice of your leader, of your shepherd. There is a thief that is telling you to your ear, telling you, false statements, trying to steal your confidence, trying to steal your sonship, trying to steal who God called you, telling you that you are a failure. Man, but you must press in. You must make every effort to enter to the narrow door, so you shut down their thoughts that are telling you that you're not worthy, that you cannot do it, that it's too difficult, that how hard can I continue doing these things? For how much longer, as you continue to enter, that you continue to enter to the door, to the narrow gate, you will find pasture. You will find strength. You will find confidence. And you will have life. Life that is truly life. Because that's what he desired for his friends. For you to have light, to walk in confidence, to know that he's unstoppable, you are unstoppable. Amen. There's no one that can against a man that is filled with the presence of God, that is filled with his spirit, because he's constantly is near him. You are that man. You are that woman of God that you able to do it because you are in his presence. You will find growth.
Let's pick up in verse 14 of John 10. It says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. Saints, what I love about this is that the Lord, he is breaking it down so that his sheep can fully understand. There was a time where they didn't understand, but he's saying, no, I know my own and my own know me. I know you by name and you know me. You know my voice. And I'm telling you, I am the good shepherd and I will lay down my life for you. You see, the Lord calls us up higher and he comes down and he walks with us so that we have nothing to fear. Our fear is only for him so that we can have intimacy and closeness and oneness with him and with the Father. He says, I have one flock and I am the shepherd over that one flock. Saints, who was he speaking to in this passage? Disciples. He was speaking to Jews and he's telling them, I have sheep that are not of this fold. That's us. We are those sheep. We have gotten to come in and experience the same promises that they experience. I love the possessive nature of they are my own. I know my own and my own know me. And Jesus said, there are other sheep that must also be brought into intimacy. This week for me has looked like, Lord, I need to be closer to you. I got to get closer to you, but Lord, I need to be closer to you because like Elder Eric said on Sunday, there are things that the Lord has said that I just don't feel I can accomplish. In fact, I know I can't unless I get closer to the Father, unless I have that intimacy with him. So when he's speaking that to me and he's saying, I know my own and my own know me, that is confidence for me to come close to the Lord and to know when I put my trust fully in him, I will accomplish what he has said I will. We are his sheep, his very own. And he desires intimacy with us. But for what? What does the Lord want intimacy? What does he want us to be secure for? That intimacy and security in the shepherd has a purpose to strengthen our hearts. It's not for us to just come in to the fold and to just sit there and enjoy safe pasture and security and just sit there and do nothing. He is strengthening our hearts so that we become more and more like him. He is saying, yes, fear me and fear me alone. Come and be close to me so that I can make you like me, so that I can strengthen your hearts, so that you can go out and be a shepherd like I am a shepherd. Can you feel that that's exactly what the Lord has been speaking to this body? That is what we've been experiencing. That is why we have that heart cry that's welling up inside of us and a hunger that says, I've got to get closer. I've got to go up higher. I've got to be close to my shepherd so that I can be like him. And our shepherd is interceding for us and he's drawing us into his presence so we can be strengthened for what's ahead. Saints, we've covered a lot of ground, but there's a lot more ground that we've got to cover. Let's go up higher. Let's let our hearts be strengthened as we are gaining intimacy and security with the Father. Let's go to Luke chapter 22, and we're going to pick up in verse 31.
Do you want to shepherd the same way that Jesus shepherd? So know this, he won't lose anyone that was given to him. Neither will you. Keith, you will not lose the ones that have been entrusted to you. Because you have been with the Father, you have been with him, and he's teaching you to shepherd the same way that he shepherd. Amen. Come on, let's pick up on Luke 22. We're going to read verse 31 and 32. It says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he may sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail. Yeah. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brothers. Strengthen your brothers. Come on. Satan is asking for Peter. He demanded for Peter. And what was Jesus' response? I'll pray for you. Is that encouraging? I mean, it should be. But it's like, Jesus, what? Satan asked for me and you just said, yeah, I'll pray for him. Why so? Because you're intimate with him and your strength need to go higher now. He will let the difficulties, the pressing, the sifting moment in your life so you can get stronger. Because you have been on the present. The being on his presence is not for you to stay there. It's for you to go out and produce and become stronger. Grow that. Amen. I man, we love to be on his presence. That's a good thing. But your brothers need you. They need to be strengthened. Man, do you notice that he says, when you have turned again? So is Jesus anticipating that he will fail? Can I tell you that it's not a surprise for Christ when you stumble? It is not a surprise when you fall. Because he knows that you will rise up. He will help you. He will be with you. He will sustain you. Man, this is how a son walks secure with his father. Knowing that, hey, even if I fall, I can stand because I have been with him. And I know the power that is available to me because I fear him. I know that he's a friend that wants to be close to me. I know I can find forgiveness in him. So even when I fail, I can turn back to him. And he will sustain me. Man, but that is not just for you. It's for those around you. That they can be strengthened. That your circumstances can encourage them because you stand firm on it. That you endure because you have been with him. Yeah. This is how we become secure sons. Amen. That we are put to the test. But we don't shrink back. Because we have been with him. Yeah. We know who our friend is. Yeah. That he's mighty and powerful. And that gives us confidence to know that, hey, there's nothing that can stop us. Amen. Man, I have been through many hardships these past months. Work's been difficult. Marriage have been hard. Teens meeting have been hard. But you know what strengthened me? Knowing that he is the one that will sustain me. He is the one that will carry me. He is the one that will give me the word to speak. Because I have drink of his water, I will become a fountain of living water for others. Because he has given it to me, I know I can give it to others. I know I can give it to my wife when she's discouraged. I know I can give it with my brothers when they feel that they have been abandoned. That's what intimacy with the Lord does for us, is to strengthen our brothers. The sifting and getting closer to the Lord, we encourage and inspire others to go higher.
And put yourself in Peter's shoes there, being told exactly how he's going to fail, knowing that it's going to happen, but the Lord is saying, I have prayed for you. I have prayed for you, and I know that your faith will not fail when you turn back. He doesn't say, if you turn back, then go do this. When you turn back, then go strengthen your brothers. Let's go to John 21. We're going to build on this and talk about how intimacy with the Father strengthens us, and it propels us in our calling. John 21 and verse 15 says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, tend my sheep. And he said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was grieved. Because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. And Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. The Lord is saying to us tonight, do you love me? Do you want to have intimacy with me? Do you want to have friendship with me? Then be like me and feed my sheep. Be like me and strengthen your brothers. Amen. We're going to gain a heart of service for our brothers. We're going to gain a heart of laying down our lives the same way that our great shepherd laid down his life. And that comes through having intimacy with him. He will cause us to know that we can feed the sheep with what he has given us. That what we have received from him is not just for us. It is to give to our brothers.
That's a good word, Paul.
Jesus came to Peter and the other disciples once again. He came to them again. This is the third time now that he came to them since he had resurrected. Why would he do that? Because he wanted to strengthen them. You ever think about that Jesus, the Savior of the world, took his kingdom and then entrusted it to 11 other men and a 12th that would be added to them?
Constantly.
The kingdom of heaven was entrusted to these men. They went back to fishing, and yet he didn't let them stay there. He strengthened them, and he said, I've entrusted you with something. Go and feed my sheep. Go and tend to my flock. Go and strengthen your brothers like I told you that you would when you turn again. Man, that's encouraging for me. Because when I cried out to the Lord, and I grew in my fear of him alone, he was telling me how I can strengthen my brothers, how I can turn to them and build them up so that they can grow in their fear of the Lord, so that they can grow in their intimacy with the Father. He's doing this because he raised his disciples to be like him, and he wants them to do the same for others. When you're experiencing that in your life, turn and go and strengthen your brothers.
Amen.
Look, Peter may have been grieved in that moment when he was asked the third time, but Jesus is actually affirming him.
Well, yeah.
He didn't just leave him there after the first time. He asked him again to make sure that Peter committed himself to this. Man, that is affirming to me that the Lord will not leave me and say, and be done with me. Oh, you don't want to do this? All right. You want to go back to doing your own thing? I'm going to leave you like that. No, the Lord says, I called you to do something. Go and do it. He's calling him up higher to be like him. And he says, and there's other sheep, right? There are other sheep. Who is also there? Peter is that shepherd who's listening and he's following the Lord, but there's another one who's following in his footsteps. There's John who's following behind them, right? Let's go to Revelation chapter 4 and verse 1. Say, let's go higher as you turn there.
Let's go higher.
Revelation 4 and verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet. Sound familiar? He said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after this. At once. Somebody say at once.
At once.
I was in the spirit and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 elders, or 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their head. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. Saints, you can see the same imagery. There's a door wide open. Who is that door?
Jesus,
he is the shepherd. There's a voice speaking like a trumpet. There's lightning. There's thunder. It's the same imagery that we saw in Exodus chapter 20. But John wasn't afraid. John wasn't trembling. In fact, the voice said, come up here and I will show you what must take place. And at once he was in the spirit. You want to talk about going higher?
Yes.
He didn't just go up to a mountain like Moses did in Exodus 20. He went up into the very heavens to meet with his shepherd.
Come on, somebody. Are you getting this?
I mean, even if the microphone don't work, I will get your attention now because this is good for you. talking about going higher. He just don't went to the mountain. He went straight to the throne of God in heaven. There was thunder. There were trumpets. There were lightning. But he wasn't afraid because he was intimate with the Lord. The Lord is calling you higher. Not to go away from him, but to grow near. John experienced him. He lived with him. He was close to him. So when he saw the lightning, the thunder, the trumpet, he knew that is my God and I'm going to him. And at once the Spirit of God filled him. That's what we're talking about. That's what we need in our life. To have an intimacy with God that when we get near to him, he will empower us. At once we will receive his Spirit and we will be able to go in and go out and bring fruit to our life and to the life of others. That's what we call to do. We are not need to be afraid of God, but we need to fear him because he's good. He's righteous. He's powerful. He's mighty. And he is for you. And he wants your life to be the same way like he is.
Thanks. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3, and we're going to pick up in verse 12.
Got it. Man.
Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on. Somebody say, I press on.
I press on.
I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Saints, you want to get closer?
Yes.
Go up higher.
Yes.
Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you because he is a good father and he is a good shepherd. Only let us hold true to what we have attained.
Come on, you want to go higher? You must press in. You cannot stay where you are, but there's more for you. Your best days are ahead of you, church. Forget what is behind, the failure, the faithlessness, the moment that you actually screw up. Leave those behind and press on and go up, for he's waiting for you. He wants you to draw near to him. Church, let's be mature. Let's be mature knowing that, hey, we have not get there yet, but there's more, and there's more for us to get there. We need to draw near to the Lord. Oh, man. Man, I'm on fire right now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, church, and I will let you have it. You need to grow near to him.
Amen.
It's not enough for you just to read your Bible, pray sometimes, but you have to press in. You need to make every effort to draw near to him because your life depends on it. The life of your children depend on it. The life of your brothers depend on your relationship with the Father. Let's draw near to him. Let's be mature brothers so we can feed those around us.
Saints, will you stand to your feet?
We will. Yes. We're going up higher.
Come on. We're getting closer to the Father. And that means we're going to have to go up higher. We're not going to settle for just a singular mountaintop experience. We want to go up into the very heavens and be with our great shepherd. Saints, because we want to get closer to God, we must go up higher. You know, in Ezekiel 34, Lord tells about sheep in his pasture. And he says, those sheep, they are people. They are my people. You saints, you are his sheep. You are his people. He knows you by name. You are his own. Let your fear be only for him. Whatever has gripped you this week, whatever has held you back from getting closer, cast that off right now. Whatever has kept you from pressing on and going up higher, throw it down right now because your chief shepherd has appeared to you. He is calling you up higher to him, to where he is. You know the difference between the stranger's voice and his voice. You know his voice. Respond to it as he's calling. Respond to it right now. If he's calling you right now, respond to it. Come up higher. Know that he's watching over you. Know that he will continue to protect you. He is the shepherd. He is the gate. And he puts himself in the doorway to make sure that you will not be harmed. There is an intimacy that we've been invited into, saints. There's a security that we find when we press into the shepherd. And we get to participate with him so that we can gain his very heart. So that we can become like him. Our hearts are being strengthened by the Father to press on, to get closer, and to go up higher. Saints, know his voice tonight. Shut off every strange voice, every lying voice right now, and hear his voice alone. Gain his heart and be strengthened by him to press on and go up higher. As we pray, this isn't going to be one of those altar calls that we sit and weep. No, we are pressing up higher. We're going up higher. So as we begin to pray and we go back up into worship, we're going to look around and we're going to see how we can strengthen our brothers.
Heavenly Father, we are your sheep and you are our shepherd. Father, come to us with thunder and lightning, with trumpets, Father, because we hear and we know that confidence will rise from us. Father, that forgiveness are in the fear of you, God. That friendship come from fearing you, God. That we, Father, will stand firm on your presence because you have stretched out your arm and you have rescued us and you have placed us in a firm foundation. We desire, Father, to grow closer, to go higher, Father. We listen to your voice tonight. We shut down the lies of the enemy that are trying to take away our confidence. That are trying to take, Father, the promises that you have spoke to us. The sonship that you have given us. And we draw near to you. We listen to you because you are a good Father. Father, strength our hands. So we can strengthen those that you have given to us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.